Hey guys, it's James. Do me a favor. If you're a gamer and you're on YouTube, go check out my new channel. It's called Day Old Games. Even if you're not a gamer and you just like me, you might get a kick out of it. I don't know. Just try it. Just go to youtube.com/@dayoldgames. Thanks. Enjoy the podcast.
This is that story show where we think farts are funny.
Hey, podcast people. I'm your host. My name is James Kinnison.
And I am John Steinklauber.
Ah, welcome to the show, the amazing show where we share your hilarious real life stories and make fun of you.
So. Oh, in a loving way, of course.
Oh, always, always, John.
We're laughing with you.
And at you.
And at you, too.
I laugh at you. John laughs with you.
Except we're not laughing.
That's true. I used to tell my son, he's like, I'm just joking. I'm like, it's not a joke unless everybody's laughing. And so now he gets me back with that same line because I'll crack something on his mom or on him. And he's like, not funny if everybody's not laughing, Dad. I'm like, ooh. That only applied to you when you were trainable.
Yeah, you can't throw that back at in your face.
Yeah, I'm not going to practice what I preach. What do you think I am?
Start charging them rent. You then he'll think it's funny.
Yeah, I should. We always start with an opening story. This one's from Sawyer Hayden in Idaho. Sawyer from Hayden, Idaho. It's a total bullcrap story. That's what he says. And he's young. He's a fifth grader, but I got his parents' permission to read this. Yeah. I have the email. So, yeah, everybody chill.
Okay, I'm chilled.
And what I love about this is it's not the first story of this type that we've had sent in, but it is from a whole new generation and a whole lot more recent stories. It's a story full of references. Here we go. Hey, James and John, man. I'm a fifth grader from a small town in Idaho, but my dad is sending this story in. I'm almost a middle schooler. Thanks, Dad. Homeschooler. I'm an almost middle school homeschooler. And here is my story.
We don't have a sound clip for that, do we?
Oh, sure we do.
So where does your son go to school?
Oh, he's homeschooled.
He said almost middle school, so he can't get both. He only gets one.
God, you almost get it.
Almost. I'll reach toward the button and not push it. That's as close as you get.
You almost pressed the button.
Almost did it. One day, me and my brother were waltzing down the sidewalk and we spotted a lemonade stand on the side of the road. The boy told us that he was selling lemonade for the nearby baseball game, and I glanced over and saw a man bloody with two giant knives that looked like machetes attached to his hip. Unperturbed, I looked back at the kid selling lemonade and asked him how he made it. What type of lemons do you use? I questioned. He simply replied, lemons, lemons. My brother, who suddenly turned Norwegian, said in a snarky voice, sir, I have news for you. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah? Well, I squeezed them into a bowl that not only served tater salad, but also caught a placenta. Immediately after saying this, he kicked my brother in the junk really hard. The junk? After doing so, he turned into a bat and flew away.
Oh.
Into the beast games.
Oh. Okay.
He flew away to enter the beast games. Very disturbed by this, we walked on. Cutie's gone, some maniac girl was yelling while running around. Yeah, because she got ate by a bear. She sat down and told her mom how thirsty she was. She grabbed the Yeti mug from her mom's hand and drank. She immediately spit out the contents. My brother commented, I wonder why she did that. I love lemon lime Gatorade flavor. As we walked by the bank, an old man sped into the parking lot about 45 miles an hour. He smashed in the parking bumper and flailed around as if he were a crash test dummy. Unscathed, he pulled himself out of the dilapidated truck and walked into the bank. As the door closed behind him, we heard someone say, hi, Whip. I mean, Mr. Terry. Clueless, we headed home. When we arrived at the house, my brother went in the bathroom and he said he was taking a spooky dookie, whatever that is. I'm scared of it, I thought. Suddenly, I heard him scream. He dashed out of the bathroom with blood spilling from his backside.
Oh,
there's some giant brown monster that bit me in the butt, he cried in anguish. Hallelujah, you're still alive, I said. Also, what did you eat? Just then, a giant mud puppy came waltzing out of the bathroom. Quick, put a book in your butt. It'll stop the bleeding. The mud puppy chased us into our backyard, then plummeted into a hole with a pungent, rancid, and with pungent, rancid, and other contents I wouldn't want to explain. Pungent. With nothing left to lose, we buried it. Luckily, it had already died from the stench. I know what he's referencing. He's talking about when I buried the poop with Paul. Paul Gibson, when I buried the poop.
The big
trash can full of poop.
Dog poo.
Yeah, it had already died from the stench. Total bullcrap story, but I hope it makes it on the show. Yes. P.S. I love your podcast so much. I've been listening for 2 to 4 years now. Wow, that's a wide span. You can't narrow it down a little bit?
2 to 4. I mean, you know
maybe three and a half, something like that.
Yeah, those COVID years are long.
That's true. And he's almost in middle school, so he doesn't quite know how to tell time yet.
Yeah. Still very relative.
I have listened from episode 1 and all the way through 7 times.
Whoa.
And 400 to your latest episode about 23 times. James is cool and John is the best.
Well, shucks.
James is still cool. Even though you're the best, I'm still cool.
That means that I'm not very cool, but
you're the best overall.
I'm the best non-cool person on the planet. Thank you very much, Sawyer.
I think you're the best.
I think you're the best.
No, I'm the coolest.
And I also think that I'm cool sometimes.
See, you agree that I'm also the best, but I do not agree that you are also cool.
Fair enough.
It's just true.
I will live in my own delusion if I have to.
You do look cool with that headpiece on. What is that? What do you call that? A head sock? What are you?
A beanie.
A beanie. Okay. It's just a beanie. It's a slick beanie. It's like a 20-something beanie.
You know, I've had this for 20 years.
Oh, wow. So it's legit from when you were like 20 or 30.
Oh, dude. I was. I have a picture of myself holding little Johnny.
Yeah.
When he was like 2 years old. So it might not be 20 years old, but anyways.
Yeah, our podcast is almost 20 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah. You're old, John.
No, not really. Neither of us are. Just everybody else.
You're old, dude.
No, you're dude. You're old.
Radical. Excellent. So, anyway, we have a couple of announcements. I wanted to reiterate, from now on, if you get a story on the show, you win a sticker. All you have to do is email me from the reply that you get, because I send you an email when I am going to read it on the show. You just reply to that and say, here's my address, and I will send you a sticker. Yeah. The Skibbity Toilet Giveaway. We mentioned that last week, and that is this week. We are giving away a Skibbity Toilet collectible. But here's the thing, is nobody claimed the one from last week.
Uh-huh.
And that is nobody's fault but the listener. You have to listen to the show to win the prize, to hear that you've learned the prize. And if you don't claim it, in that week, we give it away to somebody else. So that just means I have 2 Skibbity Toilet collectibles to give away now.
2 more than you really need.
Yeah. So we are going to give one away today to a great story and a great middle school story, preferably. So anyway, let's rewind the week. All right. So, I have 2 weekly updates.
Ooh.
Which one would you like to hear? Play Snorter or Egg Racist?
Egg Racist.
Okay. So I was sent to Costco and I was just there to pick up my medicine. And I made the stupid mistake of calling my wife and saying, I'm at Costco. Do you need anything? I didn't even have a cart. So I had to go around and pick up this and that, the other thing. And I kept stacking them under my chin. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
man, you can't do that. Those big box.
No, but I was cutting through, I was getting through carts, man. Yeah. I was dodging around people. I was so slick. And then I couldn't find the eggs.
The eggs?
Yes.
I feel like that's a common theme everywhere these days. Nobody can find the eggs,
but they had them. I just couldn't find where they were located. Well, I asked an employee and he happily led me to a giant walk-in refrigerator with the word dairy over the top.
They were hidden.
They were in a secret room. And I was like, I didn't know y'all put one of these in. He said, yeah, we did about 12 years ago. I'm like, oh, well, I'm new to Costco, so I'm stupid, you know? So I go in there and all there are, there's eggs, but they're all brown eggs. And at that moment, I realized I was an egg racist because eggs are supposed to be white, right? You know,
I mean,
I think everybody's a little egg racist, really. Because everybody
I prefer brown eggs.
Really? Yeah. Well, you know the only difference between white eggs and brown eggs is the color of the chicken.
The color.
That's of the all. Shell. That's the only difference. It's not like it's a whole grain chicken egg.
Right. No. Yeah.
It's still an egg. The
chicken. You're right. Yep. Exactly. True.
So anyway, I had to get over it. I had to face it, and I did. I faced my racism.
Yeah.
My egg racism. And I overcame it, and I bought a 24-pack of brown eggs.
Brown eggs.
And so I've overcome my egg racism. But okay. It was shocking to find out that I had any in me at all.
An yeah. egg racist.
Yeah. I was a white egg supremacist.
No, because you didn't put the brown eggs under your foot.
No, but I did think that the white eggs were superior.
Hmm. I don't think they are.
Well, I did.
Well, now you know. Did you have you eaten one of those fresh brown farm eggs where the yolk is like a rich golden
instead of that light? I don't really care for eggs.
Oh.
Unless well, they're in baking goods, baked goods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not I like a nice sloppy scrambled egg with cheese where it's still plenty wet.
Yeah,
but my wife makes it super dry, and I don't tell her that I hate it because I got somebody cooking for me for free. I don't want to mess that deal
you
up.
You don't want to mess that up. Yeah. Because if you start complaining, you might get the treatment of,
I might get eggs thrown at me.
Last week was Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Hey, thank you. Love you too, man.
I love you too. And very much. And we were gifted a marriage retreat.
Oh, that's right. Cause I texted you and you said you were at a marriage retreat getting content for the show. And I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious. First, that you were at a marriage retreat. Secondly, that you were thinking of it as a content maker. So,
well, it is because it was awkward. Amy and I were there cause I took my wife, right?
that's a good idea.
Funny, right? No, it is.
I'm going to enhance my marriage, just not my marriage to you. Yeah. I'm going to find a new one.
It's a singles retreat. I don't understand. Everybody's there. There's no kids. It's just couples. And some of these couples I have found, they will repeat going to these marriage enrichment things. Like I think we were the same ones there. Well, they have different speakers every year.
Oh, okay.
Stuff like that. But it's held in the same place. It's in Rome, Georgia. Everybody's there as a married couple. And some of them there have been many times. And some of them there have not. But all of them there are married.
Okay.
We've established that. So Amy and I realized that we're kind of introverted, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, as much as necessary. And we're like, we don't really want to get into people's business or life or something. So we made the decision early that we were not going to sit at the same tables every day because we didn't want to like, there's our buddies over there. People. We met you the first day. We're best buds. Let's exchange phone numbers. I didn't want to do that.
Right.
And Amy's like, I hope they don't make us do any stupid icebreakers.
Oh,
because, you know, you get in these large group conference type things and they're always going to do something. Let's get to know each other. And we're like, let's not. So they did. They did an icebreaker and we had to wind up, you know, we being separate with all these other married couples getting to know each other and everything. It's just, it's just kind of awkward.
Yeah.
But it's also okay because, you know, in the end, we were sociable. Social? sociable. So we interacted with other people. Yeah. And everything was just fine. But it was fun to observe because it's always fun to people watch.
Yeah.
And this is what I'll end on this, James.
Okay.
This
great. Like, yes.
We have these like meetings, like it's like a church service basically. Right.
Right.
So they have a time of singing and praise and worship. And then a guy comes and gives a marriage themed kind of sermon. Dude, the guy that was leading this thing, he looked like Steve Rogers. He looked like Captain America.
Nice.
Except not the buff version.
Oh.
I mean, he was
that skinny pre-Vita-Rays.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, I don't see real good from a distance anyways. So I'm up there looking and I'm like, the only thing that's off is his voice is just a little bit off. But like he, even some of his mannerisms are like, he's very, really?
I could do this. Anyways. I could preach this all day.
Yeah. I could. Yes. But we are in a time of like worship and singing and stuff. And, these married couples, you know, right. Away from their kids and stuff. And they're just like inappropriately close while they're singing.
Oh my gosh. Songs.
I'm like, maybe just a little light between the two of you.
Yeah, leave room for the Holy Ghost. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
a little weird, dude. So me and my wife were talking about marriage retreats because I told you we were on one and she's like, how do you think we would do? Why have we never done one? I'm like, because I don't ever want to do one because I don't want to hear other people's problems. They're, you know, oh, he doesn't take the garbage out until I ask. I'm like, oh my gosh, first world, you know, Christian marriage problems. Come on, give me a break, yeah. You know? And then, yeah, no, not for me. Thanks.
I think if you were it wasn't like that where you're listening to people's,
but you stuff. Know, the kind I'm talking about though.
I do. Yeah. People sitting around a table and well, so how often do you guys go on a walk?
Yeah. with Jesus.
Yeah.
Do you have a two-person marriage or a three-person marriage?
Ah, yes.
Because the person of the Holy Spirit should be with you always.
It would have been fun though if you guys were there. We could have had fun.
We could have bullied the other couples. Yeah.
You've only been married for 4 years. Well, let me tell you.
Yeah. You guys want to get frisky during worship? Let me show you how to get frisky during worship.
What's that mean?
Well, I'm glad you got, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is your marriage now that you've been through this enrichment process? How much enrichment was done? Did you learn? Was there any takeaways?
Yeah. Yeah. Amy took a lot of notes.
About you?
Yeah, maybe. No, we had some good talk stuff. I mean, there's some, definitely some good takeaways that are good practices. Like, one of the things he said was every day you should spend at least 15 minutes. And sometimes it's not even going to be that long, but you should spend time asking each other two questions. What was good? Like a good,
why are you wearing that? And
yeah, you're going to go out in that. And what did you step in?
Yeah.
No, but just two questions that you ask that kind of get the conversation going. And I don't feel like we have a problem with that, but it's always good.
Yeah.
I feel like it was good. I would definitely do it again. It's a gorgeous location.
Yeah.
It's my kind of place to go and
so
just relax.
You say people do it over and over. Is it like the Disney cruise where you get a gift after each level that you go through?
Oh,
I mean,
I don't know.
Oh, maybe there's perks to going back.
Maybe there is.
Like if you
that
do
was our first visit.
A cruise, you get you get something, but you go back again and you get a magnet to put on your cabin door. And then you go back again, you like get a handbag and then you go back again and you get,
wow,
you get stuff. So I don't know. Hmm. Maybe you get some stuff. Maybe you get a Wii shirt. You know what a Wii shirt is? It's a giant t-shirt that both of you can fit in.
It's a Wii shirt?
Yeah.
That's a real thing? No, it's not. It should be. Hey, it'd be easy to worship in that.
Inappropriately.
We're worshiping together.
Yes. Put your hands back where we can see them, folks. Put them through the sleeves. So, yeah. No, I saw a couple kiss in church one time when I was a teenager, and I thought the God is going to just crack a whip right on their faces right now, just from heaven.
Was it a kiss or was it like a kiss?
It was a peck. And then the wife sat watching. There kind of massaging his shoulder the rest of the service. And I was like, this is way too risky. I mean, risque for church. I was a Christian. Yeah. I was so Christian, dude. I was so Christian and ridiculous about it. Like, it applied to everyone else, even though it didn't apply to me. So, yeah, I don't know if I was jealous or if I was offended, but anyway, let's do some reviews brought to you by podgagement.com. We are undoing the one bad review we got. People just slammed us with positive reviews this week. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Here's a couple that stuck out. 5 stars. Great. Just found this. It's like sitting and laughing with old friends. I love it. Agatha C 57. Old friends. You had to say old.
Oh, well, that just didn't mean that we're old in age, just friends that have been friends for a long time, right?
Oh, see, I took that completely the wrong way. All right. Yeah. And then Carla123 says, awesome, dude. IDK, how y'all have so many episodes and you still don't run out of stories to tell. You show everyone you don't have to be explicit to be funny. I miss David, but this is an amazing show.
Thanks.
So
well, here's how we have so many stories. And it goes back to the last comment about us being old. We just tell the same story over.
Is that right? You guys keep sending in great stories, man. The show wouldn't exist except for you guys. So remember to send in your stories at thatstoryshow.com. And you can review us on iTunes or Spotify. It makes us really happy, as you can tell. And it helps the show. Review.thatstoryshow.com. iTunes and Spotify is our favorite spots. Wow. It is time for us to read some stories.
Let me tell y'all a story.
All right. I got to admit something to you, John. I have not read every single story that is in the show today. So it's going to be a surprise if it's in a pro-pro.
I'm hoping the ones that you know, I think it's great. I read the stories that are assigned to me to read.
Okay. Well, I read some of them. But I didn't read this one.
Oh, this is going to be a surprise.
It's called Lava Chair. It's from Austin, from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Hello, James and John. I have a story that happened when my younger brother was turning 5, so about 5 years ago. Oh. We live on a hill. Bragger.
We live on a big hill.
We live on a freaking hill.
Is it a mountain? You know, hill is relative. It's like what I would call a hill. Mm-hmm. Now is different from what I would call a hill when I lived in Florida, because a hill in Florida is like an ant hill, right?
Yeah. Say hill now, 10 times.
Hill, 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 hill.
Now it doesn't sound like a real word anymore, does it?
I don't know. Does it?
Hill.
Hill.
Hill. So weird.
Maybe I should say it like I'm from the South and say hill.
Now it sounds like you're saying the place. It's a bad place, John. So anyway, he lives on a hill. So we thought it was a great idea to make a homemade water slide down the hill. See, I knew there was bragging coming.
Yeah, it's double brag.
Freaking, I'm from Florida. There's no hills.
Nope.
We had to pile up dirt and crap and then sling a tarp over it if we wanted anything like that. Pile up the pine straw and grab a piece of cardboard.
Them was a good old day.
Them's a good days right there, boy. If you could handle the gnats and the skeeters.
Yep. Every now and then you step on one of said pine cones and hurt your foot.
Dude, pine cones don't play.
They don't.
They got spikes. Anyway, it all went great. We threw a party. Oh, great. And nothing exciting happened. Oh. Thanks for including it. After the party happened, we thought it was a waste to take it down so quickly, so we left it up.
Like a Christmas tree.
I guess it was haunted. I'm going to say he meant haunted. Because to my 8-year-old brain, it was terrifying at night. I vividly remember waking up in a cold sweat after a nightmare about this water slide that goes like this. Okay.
I love it already.
I do too. A volcano had grown at the center of the water slide and was about to erupt. I was 8. Don't judge me. Then it erupts and lava flowed up the hill toward the door. Everyone in the house screamed, but not Mom, the hero of the day. Quick, grab a chair, she said. A what? We're about to die and you want a chair? But I did as Mom asked. Right as the lava reached the door, Mom heroically held the door and completely stopped the lava in its tracks, saving us all.
What?
This looks so stupid now in text. Yeah, but when you're 8 and Mom could wedge a door shut with, you know, a chair.
A chair to keep the lava at bay.
Mom is the one that your heart
Minecraft lava
looks to save your life.
It's true.
Is lava stopped by doors in Minecraft?
I'm going to say yes. I mean, because you can put a pane of glass up and stop the lava. So
yeah, I think doors don't burn. Yeah. Wood doors. It would make sense if they did, but I don't think they do. Because you burn a wood cabin in Minecraft and the doors and the windows are still there.
They're still there. That's true.
If I remember it right. Dude, you know, speaking of Minecraft, right in the middle of this, I got on Minecraft the other. You said there was tons of new stuff. There is. Do you know snow matters now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know what was happening. I was walking on snow like I've done a million times. Fell into it. I'm freezing to death. And I didn't know what I was doing. It's just whiteness everywhere. It was like,
I
gotta
do something. How do I survive?
And I started beating, you know, punching, and I saw a block remove, and so I punched underneath me, and I suddenly wasn't freezing anymore, but I still froze to death, and I lost all my stuff.
Oh, no.
Oh,
sorry.
And then one time I fell through the snow into a cave.
Oh, that's a danger thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That happens.
What the heck? Leather boots help? When did leather boots ever matter in their life?
Huh.
That's interesting. That
somewhat funny VR.
Because nobody ever made leather armor in their life.
Yeah, I was like, I'm skipping to the, you know.
Cows are for food. And leather is for trading with villagers. It's
and making books, right?
That's true. We got to get them enchants going. Anyway, the story doesn't end here, however, because cousins came over a few months later and I told them the story I just told you in true middle school fashion. But instead of trembling and acting scared, he just laughed at me. Yeah. It's because it was just a normal 8-year-old dream. But shocked, I just asked, what's so funny? It's scary, not funny. But he was laughing too hard to answer. Thinking he was a little crazy and not catching on that I was the crazy one, I told the same nightmare, quote unquote, to some other friends with the same reaction. It was from then on, I realized nobody cared that I was scared. And from that point forward, to solve my problem, I didn't go to therapy. I didn't buy lemons. I didn't turn into a bat and flow away, though I wish I could have. What I did was far less dramatic. I got a dream catcher.
Oh.
It actually works. And the only other memorable nightmare happened when I was away from my dream catcher. Wow. I don't think they work, but if you want to think they work, you think they work.
Yeah.
They're pretty.
They are pretty. I just put a fly trap over my bed, and that catches everything.
I just make sure I take a big crap before I go to sleep. Fixes everything.
In bed?
Yeah.
That is a nightmare.
Okay, old people joke. You ready?
Yeah.
I heard this. I told you this, actually, I think, but I don't think I've read it on the show. This was on a Johnny Carson Tonight Show in 1973. Yeah. And this old man sits down. He's a famous comedian and actor. And he's
Walter Matthau.
He's like, my wife told me not to tell a toilet joke, but I'm going to anyway. And he said this. He said, there were three old guys sitting in a convalescent home. And they were talking. And one of them says, man, I wish I could just do a solid number one. Just a good solid stream, nice and satisfying. That would make my day. And old man number two said, well, I wish I could do a nice solid number two, you know, without all the grunting and cussing. I could just squeeze it out nice and fresh. It would be great if I could just do a good number two. And the third guy's like, guys, I don't know. I'd do a solid number, a nice solid number one at 7:03 every morning. It comes out like Niagara Falls. It is wonderful. And I do at 7:10, I do the solid, most solid number two ever. It's like a volcano erupting down there. And they're like, well, what are you complaining about? He says, well, I don't wake up till 9:30. So
I don't get out of bed till 9:30.
So, yeah.
It's funny both times.
Our jokes, our humor used to be mainstream, John, back in 1973. It'll come around again. It'll come around.
It will.
Joe Rogan, look out.
That's right.
John. Anyway, the moral of this guy's story, lava chair, people don't care one bit when you have a nightmare. Solving it is simple. Do what I did. Instead of see a therapist. No, the moral of the story is that you don't have a sad story. You have a hilarious story. And so quit telling it to your friends to try to get sympathy and start telling it and letting them laugh at you. That's a lot better. You don't need therapy.
No.
Not for a lava dream.
No.
I mean, I had a dream where a freaking invisible serial killer was chasing me and I was got scared of a credit card that he had in his pocket, you know? that's more therapy needed than lava going uphill.
Yeah.
His mom saved him. It'd be one thing if she said, screw you, I'm out of here, and jumped out the window and left.
That would be, or the lava touches your feet and burns them off.
Yeah.
And then.
Then you need therapy.
That's
because you wake up and your feet are gone.
Oh,
they're just blackened stubs. Then you need doctor and therapy and some sort of paranormal extractionist.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you might be stuck in that dream where like with Freddy Krueger.
Yes. Yes. Freddy. Speaking of dream catchers. Okay. They're supposed to filter out the bad dreams. That's what I've heard. They were very popular
for a
while.
Bad dream.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I think it's from Native American.
Yes. Yes.
Something or other. Yeah.
Yes. So my question would be, is it like a filter? Obviously it is. So how do you know when it's full and needs to be replaced? Is it every 3 months like an air conditioner or what's the deal? How do you know?
Yeah.
How would you imagine?
You can't really see the dreams in the dream catcher.
Yeah. You have to have a certain amount of beads.
Maybe it exfoliates the dreams.
I don't know. I would just, if I was into that, I would need a fresh one about every time I change my sheets, which is about every 3 months.
Oh.
Yeah. I like them when they're nice and slick. When all of the hair, I mean, the body juices have melded in and my pillow turns brown from all my earwax.
You don't change your sheets. You throw them away. You get new sheets every 3 months. That's how it's done.
Yeah. Yeah. I found a pair of earbuds the other day.
Really?
They turned up in my pocket. I have Pixel Buds and I had two of them, two Pixel Buds. I opened one of them up. They're black. I'm like, those aren't mine. I opened them up. The other one, they're white. They're mine. I'm like, where did I pick up this second? Obviously, it was somewhere on a desk somewhere. I thought it was mine. I grabbed it, picked it up. I pulled them out because I'm like, I used to have older Pixel Buds. Maybe they're those, but they're not because these things have freaking earwax in every crevice.
Turn it into a candle.
So I put them back in and pretended I didn't notice. And I went to work and said, has anybody lost these? And nobody had said they did. So then I let loose with good. Cause they're very well used there.
They're definitely not claiming.
No,
them
no, they're nasty. They're so gross, dude. I quit carrying them around. I stole them from somebody. I'm going to Hades, but I tried to give them back. I did. Anyway, John, tell us a story.
I'll tell you a story. It comes from us from Matt in Osler.
I'd say
Saskatchewan.
Osler. Yeah.
Osler.
Yeah.
Saskatchewan, Canada.
Hey, all right.
And let me just say, I'm really happy, Matt, that you sent this story in, because with all the political stuff going on in this world, I felt like Canada hated us and or still hates us. I know. Something.
You know what's funny about that is I was going to refresh our Canada's hat thing and kind of launch an attack against Canada.
What?
But then I saw the crap on the news and I'm like, we can't do that. People will think
that we hate
we're
Canada
being political. We love Canada. And we make fun of Canada because we love them. And that's what we do. But I can't right now. So
because of
what
politics.
I've decided to do instead of hating Canada, we're going to hate Norway. Yeah. Because they produced the lady that yelled at me at Disney World.
Wait.
That's going to be our arch enemies.
From Norway.
From Norway. Norwegians, man.
But I thought Norwegians were really nice.
They are.
For the one
they
that
are.
Works at Disney.
I looked them up on YouTube. I follow a couple of them now. They take me on tours of their beautiful country. But I hate I hate them all.
Oh.
Because of this one mean lady.
All right, then.
Yeah. Sorry, Alita. This show is standing in opposition to Norway. Are you with me or not?
Do I have to pick a side?
You have to pick a side now, John, now.
All right, then. I'm with you.
Yay! Crossing your fingers, you loser. Anyway, tell us a story from Saskatchewan, Canada. Right. And yes, I'm glad that you like us too, because we love Canadians.
And for the record,
because we might be brothers and sisters soon. You know, when we take over, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Joking.
Yeah, become the 51st state.
Although, I love you guys so much. I'd love to have you. I really would. I'd love
I
to.
I would like
you.
To offer a trade, actually.
Yeah.
If I were a politician, I would say, we will trade you these states and we will take, and we'll trade you for some of your provinces.
Yeah. Yeah. So what would they be? Which ones would you give away?
Oh, I would have to keep that a secret because people would think I'm getting,
I'd
political.
Say they could have California. I'll just say that right now.
Well, we got a lot of California.
We
love
do.
California.
We do. I don't hate the people of California. I just think it has every biome. And that's not fair.
It has every biome. It does.
Yeah.
It's got the ocean biome.
Desert.
It's got the
mountains.
Desert. Mountains.
Cities.
Beautiful state.
Forests.
I don't know that I could trade that one.
Yeah.
I was thinking one of the states that nobody realizes it's a state, like Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Or, dude, R.I. Why is what I ask. Why is that even a state? Somebody owed somebody money back 300 years ago or whatever. Like, can we have a state around my house? Yeah, sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to measure out 5 blocks each way and that's our state.
Yeah. It's called Rhode Island.
Yeah. It's an island road, basically.
Okay.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
I think here's the thing I do think is if we do add like Greenland, I heard there's a rumor about Greenland becoming a state. It's going to throw off the flag, right?
It is.
From a graphic designer's perspective, it's going to throw off the flag. So what we do is we merge the Carolinas.
Oh, there you go. That
or the Virginias. Sense.
Yeah. Or the Dakotas.
Or get rid of the Rhode Island completely.
Right.
And then we don't have to change the stars.
All right, Canada, thank you so much for sending the story. Here's the story from Matt. Dear James and John, greetings from the very frigid America's hat.
Oh,
yeah. I have enjoyed many hours of your banter and stories, and so I feel that it is time to share one of my own.
Yes.
Yes, it is about time. Thank you, Matt. You may need to pull up a garbage can.
Oh, crap.
You ready, James? You got one close by?
Here, it's over there.
You can.
It's out of reach. I used to have one. Oh, I don't have a Yeti mug. Dadgummit. Dude, all I have is this protein shake. Look at that hole. That's not enough to puke into. No.
Okay.
Well, all right.
I'll read it in such a way that maybe
I haven't read this one, so I'm going to look away from the screen so I don't see it.
Well, Matt says, as the saying goes, to be forewarned is to be forearmed. So have your garbage can ready. Now, where to begin? I was at a Christmas family gathering of about 40 people using a kids camp facility.
Oh, okay. I thought that was the gross part. Sorry.
That is the gross part. It's
kids camp
facility for a family gathering.
I have trauma. I'm the one that needs a therapist.
Ugh. Probably bubblegum.
Both of us are former children's pastors. Youth camp. Ugh. Anyway.
Yeah, I still have PTSD from all that. But anyway.
I still have pee in some of my stuff from that.
The septic system froze because of the negative 40 degree weather.
My God, the poop froze.
Good night. How does that happen? I mean, I know how it happens scientifically, but wow.
I've never heard of that freezing. I've always heard of water freezing, but not the sewer line.
The septic. Now, I've been to that state up in Alaska.
Yeah.
And they don't bury their sewer lines. They're in like these padded above ground special systems because in the northern parts of Alaska, it freezes so bad that you have to have it above ground. And they keep it, they have to warm it some, and it like sounds like a jet plane when you flush a toilet there.
Awesome. Like on an airplane.
Yeah. I have no idea where it sends it, how it gets there, but
it's getting fast and it's getting warmed. I like that idea actually. If I was laying a baby, a little brownie, in the toilet.
Gingerbread man?
Yeah, a little gingerbread man. I would want to know that he was getting there safe and sound and brown. Yeah.
He's getting baked as he flies through the system.
It plumps when you cook them, you know, so.
Because of the negative 40 degree weather, everything had froze up. So being a bit of a handyman and also friends with the camp director, I had spent the evening thawing the pipe that drained sewage into a holding pond.
Lots of
info. I don't even want to imagine how you thaw that pipe out.
No.
You get a hair blow dryer, or you actually have to build a fire under it.
You have to hug it. Know.
You have to hug it.
Put some blankies on it.
You get some blankies on it. Yeah. Well, thawed the pipes, plunged the toilets filled with, well, you know what. And finally mopping up floors that had been flooded by water from backed up toilets. Though this could be a story in and of itself, I wrote this only to introduce you to the room of horror that I would enter just 3 short hours later.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just after falling asleep, I woke up to my teenage son, Timothy. Yes, the same Tim that said to his younger brother, "Watch this." Anyways, he said, "Dad, I just puked." So I asked, "Did you hit the toilet?" And when he said yes, I followed up with, "Did you make a mess on the toilet?" And he answered, "Only a bit." So being a responsible father, I got up and found the mops and rags and industrial cleaning supplies that I had used only hours earlier and headed off to help clean up the mess. I would have handed it to my son and said, "Go for it."
Yeah,
but that's different kind of parenting, isn't it?
God, I smell sewage for some reason right now.
Well, you're about to
I
smell
literally smell sewage right now. I don't know what's going on.
Does it smell frozen?
No.
Because it's like 19 up there where you're at, right?
Yeah.
Frozen sewage.
But you know when it's like very slight and you know it's been around recently, you know, like you walk in a bathroom about 10 minutes after somebody dropped the deuce. That's what I'm smelling right now.
It's like the after effects.
Like when you walk past a port-a-john.
On a hot day?
Yeah.
You get the whiff?
Not in it, but just past it. It's just the slightest thing and it's turned to my stomach. So let's get through this.
Oh, let's go. Okay. Having been to many large family gatherings where the flu has been passed around like a hot potato, I felt that I was well prepared for a little bit of puke on the toilet. Entering the stall, a dry heave hit me hard. For there, before me, was a toilet seat down with what looked like pasta sauce covering the seat back. Dripping down the sides of the toilet and across the floor. And James, even on the wall.
Oh, no.
It was everywhere.
Dude. A bit. Only a bit.
Only a bit. Okay. Well, here. Get that thing ready.
Yeah. I would get a dictionary and like look up a bit, son.
A bit. Yeah. That's the next thing, Tim.
I think you meant L-O-T. A lot.
A lot. Not a bit. I think maybe there's a misspelling. Matt continues, being chunky, I knew this would not simply mop up. So I slopped up the quote unquote spaghetti sauce.
He said he did it with paper towels by hand. He gave me a PS on that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I didn't know the context, but now I do. So that's how he did it. The mop wasn't going to work. So he freaking used paper towels by hand.
Paper towels by hand. Okay. Mm. All right.
I'm just keeping a straight face because I still smell sewage.
I gotta just take a little sip here. I slopped up the spaghetti sauce, taking breaks when I felt that I would personally fill said toilet with my own leftovers. Thankfully, I had a solution to make it through this little bit of mess. I kept telling myself, I'm going to write that story show. Can you imagine that? The only reason he's like down there slopping that crud,
he's gonna make a good show.
This is going to that story show. I'm going to make those guys vomit. They're going to vomit in their own mouths while they read my story.
Honestly, that wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I mean, it's gross. It's puke. And
it's not done yet, but.
Oh, really?
We're past the bad part.
Okay. All right.
This is gross. Anyways, thank you for being there when I needed you the most. Matt from pronounced Osleep, Saskatchewan, Canada. P.S. I hope it makes it on the show.
Oh.
And PPS or PSS. Or PAS, I don't know what happens after PS, but this is it. James, it's encouraging to listen over the years and hear of the hard-fought battles and victory you have achieved. When there is radio silence, I pray for you and your family. And when you're back, I smile. Keep up the good fight. Run the race.
Awesome. Matt, thank you. Thank you for that. Yes. We love our people. I've said it before and I'll say it again. We don't have the best podcast in the world, but we have the best podcast listeners. This story is from David in Portland, Oregon. It's called Burn Butt. And I did read this one. It's hilarious. My friend had a cabin on a mountain that we ski on, as did he.
Nice.
I was sleeping over for a while, but during the night I would get so cold. We would make a fire in the furnace to make the house warm before we went to sleep because it had no heating. Yeah. Welcome to the old days. My friend said that his butt was cold and jokingly put his butt close to the fire to warm it up. I was laughing and then I heard him yell, "Oh!" and run a few steps. I asked him what happened, still laughing, and he said, "My butt got too close!" I looked at the glass on the front of the furnace and there was a piece of his pants burned onto it. Then I started laughing even more and he started laughing too and pointed at his butt and said, "There's a hole." Of course there is, but he also meant in his jeans.
In his pants.
Me and him laughed and laughed and still now there is a burned piece of pants on the furnace.
Bragger.
My butt got too close.
It's too close. There's a hole.
There's a hole in my butt.
Of course there is.
There's two holes in your butt, sir.
Yeah.
Well, let's do one more story.
Okay. I'll read this one in front of me. How about that?
Okay.
This is from Nathan in Booger Hollow, Arkansas.
And that's what happens when you don't include your hometown. I picked the worst hometown in your state and I put it in there.
And now Nathan is from Booger Hollow.
Yes.
Arkansas. So could you imagine, like, we just declared it to be, and now his town's name has changed to Booger Hollow?
Yeah.
Or maybe his location.
There are people that live in that actual town, and he is now one of them. So
that's great. Can you imagine? Anyways, I won't imagine it, but that's a terrible name for a town.
Terrible. Where'd you guys meet? Well, we've been married about 24 years. I know that's not what I asked. I asked, where did you guys meet? You know, well, we met in high school. But what high school? What? Couldn't quite make it. What? Burger what?
Say it loud.
Booger Hollow! We went to Booger Hollow High! All right? BHH! Go Boogers!
What's their mascot?
Yes! Yes! All right.
Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm going to Hades. That's title.
Not just for that joke.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Go. No. This is for his story.
Okay.
I'm going to Hades. He says, yes. Valentine's Day.
Oh.
The day we all spend money because of love, right?
Yeah.
Like most guys, I was buying stuff for my wife on the day of.
Uh-huh.
Yes. The best place around where I live is Walmart.
It's the most romantic place around, that's for sure.
Yeah. Upon entering, I saw they had their flowers set right up in the front entrance. Impossible to miss. Mm. However, my wife and I agreed a long time ago not to buy each other flowers. They say that buying flowers is a symbol of love, watching them grow together. But for us, flowers always die and wither and end up in the trash.
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly a great metaphor for our love.
Right.
So I skipped the flowers and opted for a card and some chocolate. On the way out, the door greeter, an older woman, said, "Hey, don't forget the flowers."
Don't forget
them. While scrutinizing
them.
My one Walmart bag. Yeah. How dare you, Walmart greeter?
Yeah.
Can't just look at that and say that you're not being sensitive and manly enough by anyways. As a Christian man, I should have simply spent 5 minutes or more explaining why I didn't buy any flowers, but I didn't want to have a conversation, so I just wanted to grab my stuff and get out the door.
Exactly.
Instead, I said the first thing that came to mind, "Flowers are at home." This seemed to be an acceptable answer for her. However, only the Lord and I knew that there weren't any flowers at home. None. I'm going to heck for lying to the door greeter at Walmart. And anyway, that's my Valentine's story.
That's a great one. I like that. You're going to Hades.
You're going to Hades for lying to the Walmart greeter lady.
The equivalent of the church lady at Walmart. You know, she's just all up in your business. She's there to make sure that you ain't walking out with stuff on the receipt that ain't there, you know?
Yeah.
And she's getting a little bit too personal. And she's like, "Don't forget the flowers.
Don't you forget them flowers. Flowers."
And then kind of winking at the wife. Wink, wink. "Don't you want some flowers?" Yeah.
No, he was there by himself.
Oh.
He was shopping by himself.
That's right.
So she was trying to be, you know, his conscience. And like, "You get some flowers for your wife, little man."
Mm-hmm.
"Get them flowers. Get them flowers for your wife."
I don't have a good relationship with Walmart greeters, do I?
No, you don't. You've had some experiences.
Yeah. I mean, one time in Florida, I was like trying to get into a Walmart. It turned to find out this Walmart near our house in Florida was unanimously voted the most busiest Walmart in America. I didn't know this.
In America?
In America. It's the most frequent. Whoa. It had a parking lot the size of a football stadium. I mean, it was massive.
Wow.
And like layers of it, you know, layers and streets running between them and stuff. So I go in there and I go to get a cart like you do, right? And this old man with the blue vest screams at me, "Get behind the line. I'll bring one to you." And I was like, "Where's the sign? Where's the sign that says that?" I would have been so mad. I'm just screaming at him. "Where's the sign?" I saw the line, but I didn't know I wasn't allowed past it. Apparently in this high volume Walmart, they had a man that would give you a cart and he would scream at you if you stepped across his freaking line.
Oh.
And so I went inside with my little tiny daughter of about 4 years old. I'm like, "Dadgummit, I was bad. I felt guilty anyway, but I was bad in front of my daughter. I've got to make this right." And I went back to him and I said, "Sir, I was yelling at you earlier and I'm sorry." And he goes, "Yeah." And I was done. I just left. He didn't remember me from Adam. He probably yells at a million people a day and gets yelled back at like
don't
a million
cross the
people
line.
A day. But then there was the lady at Costco that I was trying to talk to, and she started giving me attitude like immediately and wasn't listening to me and talked over me. And I was like, "You're not listening." And she stopped everything she was doing and glared at me and said, "What can I help you with, sir?" And I said, "Screw you." And I just left.
Oh my God.
And I got in the truck and I'm like, I just told the lady behind the counter, "Screw you." And my wife's like, "No, you shouldn't do things like that, James."
Not at Costco.
I'm like, "You don't understand what she did." And I told her the story. I told her that I went up there and she wasn't listening and she was in the wrong and she looked at me and she made fun of me and I said it and I'm not, okay, I am sorry. So I pulled around and went back in there and I went to the lady and I said, I don't know if you remember this, but a minute ago I told you, screw you. I said something very rude and I apologize. I was wrong and you shouldn't be treated that way. And without accepting any guilt on her part or apologizing in return, she said, well, thank you. And she reached out her hand and let me shake it. And we were at peace and we walked away and we were fine, except I still had a little bitterness in my heart. Well, you were wrong too. You're wrong too. Freaking screw you, lady. You just inside my heart. And Jesus says that's where it matters most. And so I'm still a sinner and I'm going to Hades too. So there we go.
All for the Walmart.
Anyway, let's announce who wins the Skibidi Toilet collectible.
Okay.
Let's say that it goes to Burned Butt.
Burned Butt?
Yeah. I love that story.
That was to the point. And you know what? He might need something to heal his Skibidi burned up butt.
Yeah. Skibidi is going to David from Portland, Oregon. All you have to do to claim it is to write in. And we do have a couple of other announcements. One of them is we're going to be giving away another Skibidi Toilet collectible soon. I don't know that it'll be next week, because next week we got a little something for the ladies.
Whoa.
You can win a very super cute Stitch coin purse with two Nerd lip glosses in it.
Wow.
Nerds, candies, lip glosses. And they're super cute.
I put it in all my lips.
The Stitch coin purse has Stitch's face on the front, and it's a little furry. It's very cute, and it has a zipper on the top. And so send in your best stories, and we'll give one away to a young lady next week. Always hang out and stay tuned. Remember to claim your sticker if you heard your story on the show. We have one more announcement. It's about Narthex Con 0.5. People are really excited because we're going to do a Narthex Lite. A 0.5 right there in Atlanta, Georgia on June 28th. That's a Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. It's going to be in John's neck of the woods. John, where's it going to be located?
So the town is Sharpsburg, which is actually southwest of Atlanta proper, but it's off of 85 if you're happy to be in the neighborhood. So
we're going to have full details up at narthexcon.com and follow us on the socials. Join our mailing list. These are all good ways to get information and also listen to the show. But the date, again, June 28th, outside of Atlanta, Georgia, 4 to 6 p.m.
4 to 6 Eastern time.
Eastern time. Puts
you in the right time zone.
Eastern time. Boom, doom, doom,
doom. Yeah. Doom, doom. Eastern. Bring it down.
Anyway, that's it. This podcast is possible and everything we do is possible because of our supporting listeners on Patreon. Supporting listeners get ad-free listening swag and weekly bonus content called Stuff We Couldn't Fit on the Show. And it is banging, right, John?
Yes, it's the best.
Try it out free for 7 days at support.thatstoryshow.com. Special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Carrie Wright, and Christopher Tynan. Do you have a funny life story you'd like featured on the show? How about a time you fell down because your shoes were untied? How about a time that you wore mismatching socks? Or how about a time you had a dream where you woke up naked? I don't know. We're going to get out of here, though. We'll see you guys next week. Submit your story at thatstoryshow.com. While you're there, join our mailing list for the latest updates. And please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. And remember, when something weird, annoying, or embarrassing or painful happens to you, don't get stressed. Don't get depressed. Just say, you know what? This puke story's going on That Story Show. We'll see you guys next time. Bye. Bye, John.
Bye, James.
Break it down.
Okay, here we go. Well, I had a dream the other night. Lava going up, so what a horrible plight. I was in my room. My mom said, grab a chair. I didn't know what she was onto, but I grabbed one from there. And I handed it to mom, and she stuck it under the door like they do in the movies that we've all seen before. And the lava came uphill and it came into the door, but it stopped. Cause mom was amazing, that's what for. She was great. and I woke up scared as I could be. I thought I was so scared that I needed therapy. I started telling my friends because I thought they would complain that I was stupid and I had a dumb 8-year-old brain. But they kept laughing. They didn't feel sorry. You're laughing too, Hardy. I can't finish this joke now. I can't go anywhere because all I can say is I am covered with gray facial hair. Why did you laugh so hard? You threw off my groove.
I'm so sorry. And that was all freeform, too.
Yes, yes.
Because you hadn't even heard the story. I do apologize.
No, I was so thrilled that I saw you disappear from the screen, and then I couldn't do it anymore. I had much more in me, but...
Where'd it go?
Where'd it go? It just went out the window is what happened, so...
Oh, at least you got it on tape.
Yeah. Get more from That Story Show today. Support.thatstoryshow.com. Hey, guys, it's James. Do me a favor. If you're a gamer and you're on YouTube... Go check out my new channel. It's called Day Old Games. Even if you're not a gamer and you just like me, you might get a kick out of it. I don't know. Just try it. Just go to youtube.com/@DayOldGames. Thanks. Enjoy the podcast.